Shemitah Shir Tuesday night, or Yud Gimel Sivan Tovshinayin Dalet, and we're learning the Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Chav Dalet. Perek Dalet Halacha Chav Dalet Mitzvah Sase LaHashmit Kol Ma Shatotzi Aretz B'Shvius. If you have the Shabbos Aretz, it's page 439. Mitzvasei v'hashmit kol ma shatotzi oretz b'shvius. V'hashmit pashtus means to be mafkir. It's not the technical word v'hashmit. It means mashmit it from your bilis, it would mean probably. Shenemar, the posuk, is a lashon haposuk. That's where the word shmitah comes from, by the way. V'hashvius tishmiteno unetashto. Again, it's a lashon haziva. That you're not the balabayas. You're making it hefker, or we'll see again if you have to make it hefker, where it becomes hefker automatically. But you're leaving it off. You're getting rid of it.
You're divesting
yourself of it. Oh, it's Eretz Yisrael. We divest ourselves in Eretz Yisrael. V'chol ha'noel karmo. Now the Rambam is saying as follows: you have to be mashmir, the produce. We call hanoil karmo. If you actually take a step and you build a fence, or you lock up the door, sog means you build like a siog, you built a fence. Osog sodeo b'shvius, pitul mitzvah saseh. You mavadul the asay b'yodayim. If you weren't mafki, you feel you were mavatul, say passively. But if you build a fence to keep people out, that's what the Rambam means. You mavatul the asay biyadayim. Then we have the Rambam sheet. Well, let's learn a little. This is the Rambam. It's like the raw material. The chain im osav kol peiros of l'toch beso. This is the Rambam sheet that nichlal in sotchalo siktzor. Sviach Kitzircha Le'tikzor is not allowed to collect all the produce. Dafka all or most. You're acting like a balabayas. You could be like everyone else, and you can take the amount of produce that everyone else could take into your house. We paskin, like, it's not only Avyone Yamcha, but it's also Ashirim, and it's also the Balasod himself can take it. But with the Rambam holds you over a lav if in osav kol peiros of the toch peso. You're probably over a sviach kitzirchalo sixor. The Rambam holds a sviach kitzirchalo sixor. The Rambam holds sixor with the whole field, all of it. Eliyafker hakol. So the reason it's davar b'yifucho is because the idea of osav kol peirosav is you're acting like a balabais. So ele yafker hakol v'yana kol shavim b'chol makom, and everybody is the same, meaning you can't take all the peiros, right? But that's acting like a balabais. Shenemar v'ochlo v'yone yamcha, and we referring to the drasha of both Evyone and Amcha, that everybody is equal in Perishvius. V'yeshlo lohavi ma'at l'toch beso. He also could take a little. K'derech shemaviyah min ha'efker. This is the shir that says in the Mishnayos and Shvius, chamesh kadei shemen, chamesh esri kadei yayin. That's all, I'd say, for the amokabal v'yazman. You're taking what would be normal. We'll see the specific amount already in halacha, like if it's for a day, for a week, for three meals, whatever. That's it's mutter. It doesn't aser the peiros. And then we have to learn dinyan bechlal if shomur is aser. Right. This is the topic of if shomur is aser. Shomur being the opposite of hefker. Shomur. Let's learn.
This only all applies in a field that actually has produce.
Yeah, let's learn a little. This is like Rambam. Now, mitzvah sasei v'hashmit kol ma shatotzi aretz b'shvius. Chovas hefker hi ala pri shatotzi aretz b'shvius. V'hachov v'lahavker esu adoma hi rak l'tzorech isuf ha-peiros. That really, what you're being mafker is the produce. what comes out from the sugya nedarim is that you have to provide access to those payros. It's not enough to be mafkid to payros and you say, yeah, but private property, you can't come into my property. They actually have a schus to have access to the payros, and therefore that's a sugi in the dorm. You can't ask it for nether on them, on people coming to, because it's not yours. Now whether that from the image mashma, there's different nuances in how to say it. He's saying here it's actually a chova lahafkir sladomo l'tzorech isuf ha-peiros. You could say it's meshuga to them for that purpose. The different nuances, which we're not going to go into.
What? Only peiros or yirakos as well?
Produce. No, yirakos, peiros, it's produce. Peiros fees is a generic term, peiros fees. Ulefiza yeshomrim. You don't have to. You can't hang around your field, you know, playing baseball. You can't use your field for a baseball diamond. You can't hang around. V'yesh omrim shein tzorech lahafkir el kadesh b'nei odom yikonsu v'yochlu. אבל איננו צורך להפקר כדי שבאמוס תוכלנו לקונוס לסודיו. This is not only maybe a practical thing that you don't have to let animals go tripping into your field, but even מצד the technical halacha, the chi of hefker is for people to eat. Bachlav yonei amcha. You don't have to provide access or whatever for animals to come, and you also don't have to provide a hechetimsa for goyim to come. But even though it's hefker, and the goyim can take it, you can't stop them. But you don't have to. You can't stop a goy from taking perishvius. But you don't have to provide access for him. You don't have to make sure that he can get to it. Just like you don't have to make sure that a behemoth can get to it either. You can stop a behemoth from trampling and ruining your field.
But not from eating.
So here the Bir HaHalacha talks about a few of these points in the Afanor, Perek Dalad, Halacha Chav Dalad. Hifkir, in the Goyim, you don't make it Hefkir for Goyim. Kazim B'chazanish, Shvius, near the Mutta Lino Sodeo b'fnei behemah v'chaya, you can actually make sure that they can't get in. Ain tzorach lahafkira rak la'odom. In fact, he says that Ayoros Eretz Yisrael that are by the border, so you based in or you or you can provide shomrim so that the goyim cannot. This was one of the reasons, one of the impudai for the Hefker Mechira, was that the goyim would then come into the field. They're trying to build a Eretz Yisrael, and the goyim would come and take over during Shviyah. That was the fear, at least. Probably that's the history, if it materialized, if it didn't materialize, but certainly that was the fear. But he's saying you can actually lock up your field and make sure that doesn't happen. Because of the Chazanishom, the members mitzad a hefker, who hefker gamlo behema begoyim. Your hefker doesn't exclude behema and goyim. The behema cheles, certainly, I'm eating the word certainly, ain't tzarech bo leho l'shalem. It's not hezek. Maybe, b'chenem goy ochal, ain't tzarech l'shalem. A goy that eats your field, it's hefker. Right, you know? We call them yesh chilek. This is a beer halacha according to Chazanish, or citing the Chazanish. Yisrael and Bolito osir lomono. You're not allowed to stop the goy, the Yisrael. I will behave of a goy, so then muta lomono. You can stop them from eating. You can stop them from coming in and eating. You can't take it away from them. We call them coming my behave of a goy, osir zero. Okay. Rav Chaim wonders how you can be mechalik to dinim. If Vashvias Tishmetenu Natashto, Mon of Shachifitz to Goyim also, and to Behemu also, how can you be mechalik between the Etzim Hefker and the allowing access? Echetzel Echalkam, the Dinah Hefker Goyal Goy Behemu. the din she also the noah lokoy alayhu. Okay, so that's a pilpul. He talks about it. Okay. Right, if children come into your field and they're ruining the field and they're just playing around Shabbos afternoon, their parents you could throw them out and shut the door. You don't have to allow children access to your field. Chazanish talks about, again, these are very lomdish in yonim, which is not the nature of this limud. If you have to be mafkarit before it's kadosh, like there's different, we saw last week, the different levels, at what point the peri or cry is kadusha shvius, but maybe you have to allow access and make it hefker, or maybe it becomes hefker. We keep talking about making it hefker. Probably you don't have to make it hefker. We'll see in a moment. So lifnei shehem kadoshim im heim hefker. The Chazanish talks about it.
What is that?
Ba'od yesh la'ayin mashira hefker and tzorich lahafker the whole day, or, and this is more common, you make hours. Or at least if they have to go through your house to get to the garden, to get to your fruit. So you make hours. You come in from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. I'm allowing access to the peiros. So now that's commonplace. But he says it's a rechin if you can do that.
What stage is the station in Kedosha?
Before it's a third. Maybe. Or Yerukos. I mean, Yerukos. It's only with the Lakita that it's Huppa to be Kadosh Mekdusha Shvius. Only with the Lakita. But presumably, if they want to come in and be located, so you'll say, well, it's inevitably going to be Kadosh, because it's going to be Milkat in Shvius. According to most Shitas, if it's Roy to be Milkat, it's already like it's Milkat. Okay. Gufa Ilan Eino Hefker, page 440. Gufa Ilan Eino Hefker, yeah, okay, we saw that. Hasoge Sodehu. Vafilu, Rav Kook says, Vafilu Im Sog, page 440, Shabbos Oretz. Vafilu Im Soge Sodehu Vanolas Karmo, Al Menash Yechalika Saperos Achakach La'aniyim. Gam Ken Oivru Al Mitzvah Saseshul Atzmota Saperos. Umin adin on the deraisa level, hayachiyuv lifrotz pirtzos b'sodeu v'karmo. That's what the Sosefta's lashon is. I don't know if that's can be taken literally. I don't know if you have to make holes in your fence. It means it has to be open, you know, like little shimur by shvei chamos. We open the door. We're very brave. We open the door by shvei chamos. Right? We show us little shimur. So the door's open. The field has to be noticeably hefker, without a bailiff. Kedei laharol shehu mafkil akol. Elo shetiknu chachomim shelo yaseh kev b'nei tikun olam. Chazal knew what people of, no comment, and what's going to happen to your house and your field and everything else, you know, if you allow. So you have to have some place of takanosam. Shena mechuyev lifros biyichud b'shvil shviyas. So you have to just allow access. You know, you don't have to make a special b'poyodik act of showing that it's hefker. You just have to allow access. That's midrabanan. Avolasos ma'aser, the other extreme, ligder esodeu v'eskarmo olinol also. So certainly there also aflachar atakona. Yesh mishoimer shaloi rak al manas l'chalak as haperos la'aniyim osu losuk sodeyu avul gam al manas l'hafkir l'achar mikan osu losuk gedul sodeyu. This is Shlomo Zalman, the Torah Soritz. I imagine that means, I didn't look it up exactly what it means. Imagine, you know, some people are yekis by nature. You know, they say, listen, I'm not having all sorts of people come into my... I'll lock the field. I will pick the peros for everybody. and I will give it out. I'll put it in a basket, and I'll put it outside, and I'll make it hefker. But I don't want people. But I'm going to lock up my field. I am going to act like a balabos. But I'll be mafkin the payros, and I'll give out the payros. So now you're not allowed to do, he says. In other words, so what do people do if they have to walk through their house? So they give hours. Sometimes if they really are afraid, you know, not everybody lives in such a nice area, so they'll even say, the sign will say the key. The key can be found, you know, knock on the door and ask for the key to the garden, to the tree. They want to, you know, it's already a little borderline, but unfortunately you have to do it in some areas, depending on where you live, you know. You can't just even say between 2 and 4, whoever wants to could come. It's also a little dangerous, you know. So you say, here's where the key is, like Mechiras Chavis. You say the key could be found. Okay.
Do I have to?
So you have to give hours.
How many hours?
That already we'll see soon. You know, a more down. You know, for that even more and more contemporary. With the Shvius, I don't have their savior. Anyway, it's hot. There is no exact number. Enough that you're not being monea people from coming. No, to say, okay, I'm giving hours between 3:30 and 4 in the morning. You know. You can say for an hour a day between 10 and 11 in the morning, you know, so it has to be a time when people could talk. You can't be Monea access. There's no hard number. You're not going
to
get an answer. Either that, or you say, you put up a sign outside and say, just ring the bell between 2 and 5 and you'll be brought a key. You know, or you can come. Ring the bell. Feel free to ring the bell to get paid. You're not going to wake anybody up. You know, they can come between 2 and 5. Anybody wants to come, ring the bell and get access. Okay, that's the people stares at.
Do I have to actively post a sign, or if I don't have a locked gate there and anybody could technically walk in?
Oh, then you don't have to make a sign. The sign is, even if it's locked.
Even though they normally wouldn't walk in if I didn't put a sign, just because...
If they wouldn't, then you have to put up a sign.
So you do.
You can't have a Menias access. If something is automatically understood to be Menias access, then you have to remove that Menias.
Even if it's not a physical barrier.
Yeah. It's a serious thing, and there's no shtick about it. Here's what someone said before, the third paragraph. Yesh mishom eshoyesu ligder es asados who rak masada sheyesh paperos. Avul sada sheyem ben gudulim mutalas es bogeder. I don't even know, understand what the chiddush of that is. It's peros. The din of shvius is only by peros. You mean it's not on the ilah. It is a chiddush. Someone wants to come in and sit in the shade of my tree. I don't have to allow access for that. Okay, but that's... I mean, there are dinim, what else could do shvius? So there's a discussion of, you know, what kind of hano that you use up. You consume the item as you are nene from it. That's the only thing with kedusha shvius. Something that the hano is like, after it's consumed or before it's consumed. Okay, here's Reish Sadek Zion. Here is in Reish Sadek Zion in the Tzion HaHalacha in Rav Chaim's Derech Emuna. He says the Shemanu b'Shem Moron, that's the Chazon Ish, not Rav Avadah. She b'mokom hatzorech mutal linol hadeles. B'mokom hatzorech, you can lock your door. The lichtov shampiska to make a sign. Kol misherot zolitol yochol lekabel amateach b'bayis. But you can lock. You have to do it sometimes. You're in an area where Arabs, Ganovim, whatever, and So you lock up your garden, you lock up the place where the tree is, and you say, if you want to take Peros, come get the key from me, so you can see who's getting the key. So that's good enough, like with the Evan call it, or, you know, that's what you do if you have no other, if you have no choice, that's what you do.
And if you see a guy who looks a little funny to you, are you happy to give him the key?
We're very, you know, the reason we don't do Achnosos Archem either, like we're afraid of all sorts of diseases. We're afraid of, you know, we're afraid. There's good reason, unfortunately. But maybe we're overly sensitive. I don't know. That you have to ask a place. The Shilas come up during Shvius and Chanami. The Shilas come up. On page 441, Chovos Havkoros Asodos B'Shvius. This is like a fascinating topic. Yeshomim Shehefker Chal Afilom Lo Yifkru Asodos. You don't have to make an Hefker. It's Havkaita D'Malka. That's Loshna Gemara. And that's seen as technically true, meaning it becomes hefker. Hashem made it hefker. V'yesh omrim sheyesh nechayva lehefker sakakoros b'shviyis va'ad shelo yufkaru lo havi hefker. Shailas, if you never get around to doing it, does the taka never become hefker? V'yesh yehzbiru shita zu shen kavanos sheyesh chiyav ba'amira b'poyol shehu mafker sodehu. Elim ken gila daitoi shein ritzona lahavkir. You may not get the ilos together. Ozmu tell us lo cholva lahavkir sadeh. Avalam loa sa maise like hamochiyah shein o mavkir gam heim moda sha sada mufkeres automatically. You know, he's nicher that the field should be treated like hefkir. The eish omrim shalamru sha hefkir chol me'ela b'shviyas v'cholofam tzorech hefkir v'amira b'peh. That would be like a bechor, right? Mitzvah like disho, even though it's kodesh me'elov, so you, mitzvah like disho, so it's a mitzvah like kiro. I don't know, but poyel, like when do you do this? You do this on Rosh Hashanah at night, as soon as it's Yom Tov, like after 72 minutes, after, or whatever, it says like a chav, after 40 minutes, after 25 minutes.
Not there yet.
Rokos might be there. Benchanami, if it's not there. That's the Shaila. Like, the Shailas, again, you have to learn halacha l'maisa also. No matter how much you learn, you have to learn l'maisa. Let's say you have your Rokos in the field, that you go bustle a kita. So now it's Rosh Hashanah night, and it's Rosh Hashanah night. And there's your Rokos in the field that are going to have Kedusha Shvius and Tzom Gedalia. Yeah, when you pick him, it's going to have Kedusha Shvius. That's what he said before. We didn't learn it. He said that's a discussion. If you have to be mafkirit before it has Kedusha Shvius, so then that's going to be your rakos and Hanami. Or, that's what the Rav Michai. Michai said that it's on Gedalia, you're already dealing with tomato, you're already dealing with things that have Kedusha Shvius right away. You have to hit the ground running. Because right away they pick it. On Motzei Rosh Hashanah, they pick stuff. And you go Basel Akita by your office.
You have to be master to save you throughout the year as things are becoming right?
I don't know, Bapayo. My understanding is that we pass with a Tefka Me'elos. You don't have to. I was just thinking, like, if you have to on Yom Tov, you can be mafkir on Yom Tov. Yeah, you're allowed to be mafkir on Yom Tov. You can be mafkir, like, right away into the Shechayanu. You say everything. Yesh mi shechilek, this is very interesting. Yesh mi shechilek mein shviyas b'diraisa, shebo ahefker chal me'elu, mein shviyas b'zman hazeh, shetzorach lahavkir b'peh. Maybe it's not automatic when Shvius is with the Rabbanon. Yesh mi shenoyim shem achleikus and yesh sorech lahavkir b'peh hi b'karka goy sheinu chayi b'mitzvah Shvius. Abu b'karka, if you hold what? I don't know, the goy is not mechuyiv to be mafkir it though. Abu b'karka Yisrael b'chol inyan ha-peiros hefker. Yesh mi shoyim v'sham achleikas yirak v'nyan chumus v'maisrus v'shviyas v'shodash v'goydro avol kula moidim shachal hefker shviyas. On the b'poyo level it's treated as hefker. You don't have to be mafker at b'poyo. No one has a tzad, I think it's not hefker if you're not mafker. I don't know no one, but that's not in normative halacha, it's treated like hefker. Here יש יומם שבירוקו של שישיש אפשר שיהיו כדו בשביעס ותיבו הם כדו ששביעס בוט ואפשר שיהיו כדו בשמינס. What? You don't have to make it heavy. But right now, it's nothing. You didn't pick it yet. Okay, on page 442, Bittel Mitzvah Saseh, V'chein Amosav, Kol Peirosav, L'toch Beso. Yeah, he says something interesting, the Derech Emuna, I'm reading from now. V'ein Isser Lishmar, this is from the Chazon Ish. V'ein Isser Lishmar El Abaylon. Think about it. Only the owner has this Isser Lishmar. I will inish the Alma if I want to come to your field and chase people away. Anticipating Rabbeinu Tam Shita that there's an Isser of Shalmur, but it's only if the Bailan is Shalmurid. But if someone else comes along, and it'll be like Ribbis, you know, on behalf of the Bailan, maybe, keeping people away.
Oh, I could hire the guy?
No, I'm sure not. He's a shliach, then it's like you're doing it.
But if I'm a stranger, I could empty the field out? That's not a problem.
You're not over the love, yeah.
You're not over
the issa. These are my painkillers. Time for a painkiller.
Earlier we said that even someone who's not the Bala Bais can't, Bala Sari can't take all the fruit into his own house. If he be Ilu Bala Sari.
He's not allowed to, but I don't know if he's over this Isser of acting like a Bala Bais. He's not Isser of Eitzviach Ketzir Chalo Sitzar, which the Rambam holds means you can't take all the produce, i.e. you're acting like a Bala Bais. Look at Kufay and Hay. Oh, no, you don't have the Sefer. Das Rabbeinu, the Rambam Shita is Afshekvar Kotzar Ubotzar Kulo, which is the Lav, Esviach Kserchol Ositzar, the Sinzvin is Ivechol Ositzar, Yes Isha Dioraiso Ba'asifas Hakol, to collect everything. The Balabayas bringing all the produce into his house. Like Chag Osif, you know, is also in the Oraisa. Hakol Mikrosh Alok Tiktor Kederech Hakol Trim Kol El Gam Asifas Hakol. This Rambam that we just learned, Halacha Chabdalin, where he says V'chein Im Osav Kol Peirosov L'Toch Beso. So what's the Makor of that? So he says that's Lo Siktor, and it includes the Osif also. That's right. Were you here, Shavuos? I asked the question by the Nilas HaChag. What's really the difference between Chag HaKotzer and Chag HaOsif? So you're celebrating the same thing. What's the difference? You're celebrating the produce. It's what difference before you cut it, after you cut it? Were you ready? You won't ready? So I said that Chag HaKotzer is, you're not celebrating the produce. It's a celebration of Eretz Yisrael, Chag HaBikurim. You're thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. That Chag HaKotzer, you're focused that the Oretz, like you say, Anoy Delecha. The Oretz, I told you that the Oretz produced. You know, it's Chag HaOsif, it's not connected to the ground anymore. Like Batolosh. That Sukkos, you brought it into your house. Hashem is providing you with food. Hashem is providing you with Tvua. That's the focus. But Chag HaKotzer, the focus isn't the Tvua. The focus is the land that is producing Tvua for you. Like you say by Bikurim, it's Adama Shinosata Li Hashem. The kibbutzim, the not from kibbutzim, the early years of the Medina, now they don't care anymore. they made Shavuos into a secular, into a very secular holiday of Chag. I don't know what they called it, Chag Bikurim. They celebrated because it was a Moiridika thing. They turned Eretz Yisrael into drained the swamps and they produced payros, and they would make a very big deal out of the payros, and that was their Shavuos. They're not going to celebrate Matan Torah, unfortunately, so they celebrated it as a Chag HaPeiros. Like, I don't know if they had a name or not, but it was very big, maybe even on Hayom, but now they're no more kibbutzim. Oh, well, we're negotiating a day with Otzo Aris. There's going to be an Erev Iyun one of these weeks. Erev Iyun. Yeah. And we're busy negotiating who should come. We're going to have the CEO of the business angle, Amir Dror, doesn't mean anything to me, and Rav Amichai. They wanted to pawn me off, not Rav Amichai. I said, Rav Amichai's not coming, forget the whole deal. I want them here. And they're going to come. Now we're planning what to call it. It's going to be like from 7 to 10:15, like a young Erev Iyun. One of these weeks, like sooner rather than later. It's going to be on a Tuesday night, I said. That Tuesday night, because that's Shemitah night in the shul. But Rabbi Michai can't come on a Tuesday night. So I had to be Mavater on Tuesday night. Okay, so look what he says. He says, even. So the kash of kotzer and osif is the same, really is brought out by this Rambam, that the isolo siktzor includes being osif haperos also. That even if you are kotzer already, then you're over another iser. If you're osif kol haperos, it's tov beso.
Oh, you're over the same iser twice?
Yeah. Al tishta, like a noser, you know. Ulefiza nira, says Rav Chaim, Shem kotzar kulo, Ari atvua hefker bidin shvius, Main tzorach sheyafkerenu meyatzmo. I mean, if you pick, he says, according to the Ramban, there's no iser in kamus of asifas apeiros. No such concept that you're acting like a balabayas if you take in all the fruit. That the Rambam's unique take on the Isser Esvich Kesichalo Sitzer. It's a big problem. What does it mean, Esvich Kesichalo Sitzer, right? So other Rishonim learn it means to make a shinoi in the way you cut it down. The Chinuch also says, like the Rambam, Lo Tiktzar as if you're a balabayas. So some say, the Rambam says it's the kamus of the peros. Anyway, so Rav Chaim says, turns out if you collect all the peros of the field, it's still hefker. That's what he's machadish. It's still hefker because shviyas kicks in. And if you're violating shviyas by taking it in,
you mean after you took it in the house, it's hefker?
Yeah, it's hefker automatically. Yeah, it's still hefker. Avol adas Ramban lo motzinu isa diaraisa the godel hakamus. As long as it's technically hefker, there's no issue godel hakamus. What?
Have you had any other masuk as well? Even though he broke into his house.
No maizah, shvius is no maizah. So in the beer hahalacha, Rav Chaim Taka talks about the technicality of the assay and the lav. He says, according to the my hezber, you should be over a lav. The lama kosev rabbeinu dein over ela bi assay. The Rambam just says bittul mitzvah saseh. So l'chayra, if I'm right, that v'chein im osav kol peiros of l'tov peso is yener iser of a sviach ketzir chaloi sitzor, then l'chayra you're over a lav. So what the Rambam says is only an aseh. He says maybe there's a difference between the ketzira and the betzira and the asifa. That's what he says in the bir ha'halacha. Mashikosav Rabbeinu, wait. Okay, he talks about it. We'll stop here. Okay.
This is interesting. Stam, it's an interesting halacha. It's kosher, but it's interesting. He says, if you could be kind of it like everybody else. So if the Balabayas thinks he doesn't have to be kind of it, you put it into your kelim and you're kind of it. You have a mind to be kind of it. The Balabayas doesn't have a mind to be kind of it, but he thinks it's his, so it's still hefker.
Really?
Even if he put it into his kelim, because he didn't have a mind to be kind of it. That's a Gemara. Maksik. That's a Gemara. If you think it's yours, you don't have a mind to be kleiner, so it's not yours. It still remains hefker. So he says it's probably a common scenario. The guy, the owner of the field, doesn't think he has to be kleiner to Pharaoh's. Okay.
What? If he does have intention, he wants to
be kleiner. He could. That's the thing. He's no worse than anybody else. Here he says, "Hakarka hefker li kones bolakachas aperu." He sort of says, "Moshen enough cook," that it's hefker for the purpose of providing you with access to the payros. Okay, let's. Yeah, payros asurim beisuf. Isur asifu rak beperos. Chain balabayas niskak lohem. Avol acha shehifkeres kol sodeo yochalatzo the liskos beperos on the skokum laachiloso. Zvika chameishlo betol sodeo rak yivul shel chamisha kadei shemen or chamisha shei kadei yayin, so he could be zoicha bakol after he's maskir sodehu. Okay. Yesh mishoim b'shoisim b'sodos acherim, like Rus. Yachal lesov yosem mechamish yikadei shem v'chamesh yosei kadei yayin. It's only in your field because you look like too much of an owner. Yesh mishomer, no, shagam ho'osim b'sodos acherim, ein lo lesov yosem mechamish yikadei shem v'chamesh yosei kadei yayin. Ubeseder Ashvi is because of a Chazanish. I'm showing from Rav Chaim now. Like you say, how many days? Shelo yilkon har beba basachas ela locate kashir sheodo mechin bebeso letashmish bnei beso liyomim muotim. I don't know. You know, when I was growing up, my mother. When I was growing up, it was like a makolet. My mother went shopping every day for what we needed. Then I moved to Muncie, so you go shopping once a week. Like a whole different mindset change. You go shopping once a week in a supermarket with a car, you know. Then in Eretz Yisrael, we went back to the makolet system, you know. So here, Taka, could be different people are different, you know. For a couple of days, the Chazanish says. You take enough for a couple of days. I'd say up to a week. Like, people go shopping once a week. Like, once a week, you go. Yeah, I would say so. Now, here's the big shaila. The Rambam says, V'yemhevi yoysim yuzeh mutter. And the Rambam's not talking about mamash shomur. He's talking about you violated the dinder abonon to take specifically a limited amount. But now let's say Shomer. Uvinya Meshumar, that's Nechlaku Rabboseinu, Vidas Rabbeinu Tam, Vod Vishoinim Shem Shimer, Ne'esorin Aperus Ba'achila, that's called the Issa. Never a Nishmar, two biggie Shilas, right? So Rabbeinu Tam holds Nishmar is also. Begam Litno Lebehem Osir, Mamish Tosir Ba'anoah, it was not made Hefker. It's also osur. It's complicated. Mushumer shall goy muta gamadas rabinutam. That's even like the Chazanish, that it has kedusha shvius, but there's no isur shomur. The goy doesn't have to make an efker. I assume that's pshat. Was that Mohammed Shultoyro? What? it's a chnosa sefer Torah. Okay, Avodas Rabbeinu, that's the Rambam, Yuhu Pikabu. Avodas Rabbeinu, come on, I know you won't say, unless it's a sakona, I don't know. Sounds like they're celebrating. Avodas Rabbeinu, Barashi, they're celebrating the end of the Tashlumen for Chagiga. Avodas Rabbeinu, Barashi, Baramban. The Meshumer Ein Neser Bachila Ulamaisa drum roll Efshel Lismach Al HaMekilin, that's the Chazanish. Came Pasuk V'Simen Yutzav Cotton Bobo B'Kaibitz Igrois Chelik Beis V'Chein HaYemoyra Moron, that's the Chazanish. Lamaisa, and Lamaisa he was Matim Meshumer. So your whole eating by someone, I told you, the social problem of eating by someone is not as big a problem as it seems. Because we paskin nevad's mutter, and we paskin meshumer's mutter.
Why can't you buy from here?
You're messiah. You don't hold that it's mutter, and you're helping people do an
avera.
From your perspective. But if you eat in their house, it's not messiah, it's not also bachila. That's why I realize this last Shemitah, that it's really not such a big problem. It's not really a big problem. I mean, you can always be machmir, but kol shenoy tzaharetz.
It's not really doing my whole sasuas, it's just, you know, it's supposed to be encouraged.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here.
What?